Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Are you a grandparent? Well, I am, and if I'd known how much fun grandchildren are, I would definitely have had them first. Grandparents, you can be a powerful force in the lives of your grandchildren, an important confidant, especially in their teen years. When my first grandson was born, I wrote a letter that I've given to each of my 8 grandchildren, though they're not little children anymore. Here's what I wrote. I love every one of you guys, and I'm planning on seeing you all finish college and someday marrying you like I did your parents. But if I'm not there, I want you to know there are 7 things I desire for you, things that only you can do. Desire number 1, have a personal walk with Jesus Christ. I'm not satisfied for you to know who Jesus is and call yourself a Christian, but to be completely committed to Him. If Jesus is God, and He is, then don't mess around. Give Him 100%. You've come from a long line of men and women who believe God and are committed to Jesus Christ, but God has no grandchildren. Each of you needs to trust Jesus and to follow Him alone. Desire number 2, know right from wrong and choose the right. Sure, we all make mistakes, but don't make the same ones twice. Learn from your mistakes. You've grown up in a Christian home, but the time's going to come when you've got to choose for yourself. 2 simple words, do right, are powerful. Ask yourself, what's the right thing to do? Then be brave enough to choose the right thing, no matter how unpopular or how difficult it may be. Desire number 3, be tough enough to stand alone. It's never easy to be different. But the time comes eventually when you have to draw a line and say, look, I won't do that. Choose your friends wisely because they influence you. Never forget, it's okay to march to the beat of a different drummer. Desire number 4, find out what God says about issues and then consider the issue settled. Settle the issue that this is the Word of God. Memorize it. Let it be your guide. Read it every day. Memorize it. It will give you guidance and light. Desire number 5, choose your marriage partner carefully. Life's a long time, and I believe God has a special person for each one of you. Trust Him. Don't just marry another person who says he or she's a Christian. Marry someone who shares your values, your commitment, your determination to make a marriage work. Don't be in a big hurry to get married, and until you find the right one, keep yourself pure. What God asks you to do, He will help you to accomplish. Desire number 6, find God's will for your life and make your life count for Him. Nothing would please me more than knowing each of you gets involved in service for God, whether you work in a church, get involved in missions, or teach or preach full time. Desire number 7, never forget who you are. Each of you is different, and your gifts and talents are unique. You're just one of a kind, God's masterpiece. Never forget you're God's child, and lift your head high. You're cut out of good stuff, tough stuff too. Get out there and take on the world. That great cloud of witnesses the book of Hebrews talks about may well include your great-grandparents, perhaps me too someday, and will be cheering for you. Take the time to write a letter to your grandchildren today.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.